We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The summer tour of the Killer Bees continues today. And I just got news that we're going to bring on former Miami Dolphin defensive tackle Bob Baumhauer on the show. Welcome to the show, Bob. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great.
Hey, Bob, we got all kinds of stuff. Man, it's been a long time. Do you want to go by, after all these years, Bama, Bimini Bob, or Billionaire Bob from all those friggin' restaurants you own?
I hear you. Well, I will tell you what my title is on my card. It said Fry Cook. So I swear, it's been that way all along. I've never changed it. So on my card, on my business card, it said Fry Cook. So, you know, I've been doing this wing thing and, well, the restaurant thing as a whole now for a long time. So
it's amazing, Bob, all you guys got into it, a lot of it with a chicken wing start, and have done amazing, all of you. It's right, Bob Brzezinski, Kim Bocamper, Mark Denard is killing it, Dinner's killing it.
Did you guys have secret meetings when you guys were in those defensive meetings? Like, what happened about the restaurants?
I'll tell you, I just talked to the guy that really started it all. Remember Eddie Hauk?
Yeah.
Joe, I just talked to Eddie last week, and he's getting ready to have a 30-year reunion or get-together for the Brews Room thing. But, yeah, you're exactly right. It's funny when you look at that, whether it's, Brew or Bo or Mark out in Texas. And I got into business. I don't know if you remember, Joe, but I got into business before the wing thing with Bachelor's 3 and Joe Namath. And, you know, Joe had those Bachelor's 3, and that's how I got involved in the business, by doing the last Bachelor's he ever did in Fort Lauderdale.
Boy, I got to tell you.
So there's a lot of ex-jocks that get in the hospitality business for some reason.
Well, I don't know what it is. Forget the food. How about the babes that went through that place? My God.
Yeah, I'll tell you what that was. That was Planet Hollywood before Planet Hollywood existed.
Right. Wow.
And Richard Todd was involved with that as well. And then you guys used to come up, and Toll and Bo and AJ and all those guys would come up. And I remember just sitting there watching Joe, walk through the room and watch people watch Joe. It was just so much fun back then.
And he hasn't lost it, Bob. I did an event, and he is his biggest star today with people coming up to him, man. I know you've been around him a lot with the Alabama connection.
Right.
That guy's
right.
A rock star.
Well, he's one of my heroes. Him and then Kenny Stabler but back in the day, Joe, he would come back to Tuscaloosa every June to get away, and when he was still playing. I was, playing at Alabama, and Joe was just the most humble, approachable guy you'd ever want to meet. Great athlete. We used to watch him play basketball down in what we called the lower gym, but always has been such a neat guy. I mean, a guy that's accomplished what he's accomplished, and you're right, he's still got it. He's still got that charisma.
Well, listen, we've had some great stories. We've had a bunch of guys on over the last couple weeks. I got a favorite one that I remember like yesterday. You got to help me. So Dwight Stevenson ran out of gas on the side of 95, and we had people calling, "Hey, Dwight is on the side of the road. He's out of gas." And no, true story. So anyway, we had him call in. And he's got a great story with you. I think you know where I'm going. We're warming up against the St. Louis Cardinals before the game. And you just go arm over and like Shula's standing behind him. And Shula starts just ripping Dwight for like, "Get ready to play, damn it. What the hell are you doing? Bob Howard just came through." And Bob at this point's a Pro Bowl defensive tackle, and Dwight's the best center in football. I mean, it's going back and forth. So now Dwight's fired up. You got to tell the story the next time you guys line up because it brings in Kim Bocamper in the story. Do you remember it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that like it was yesterday. And we're going at it and warming up. And this used to happen in practice, too.
Yeah, right.
But I don't know if you remember, but we would get going. And I love Dwight to death. And I just absolutely admire watching what that guy did. He was, like you said, the best center in football. Next play, Dwight was competitive, and yeah. Now he's pissed off. And
right.
It's we're warming up, and Dwight, we hit. Dwight grabs me, and I went one way or the other, jerks me one way or the other into Bo, and what was it? Bo's leg.
Yeah, Bo broke his leg on the play.
Yeah,
he didn't play in the game.
And one of those damn freaky things that happened,
yeah.
And it was just one of those things. But I will tell you that it was that competitive nature, and whether it was related just to Dwight or myself or the team as a whole. You know, that helped us a lot.
Yeah, you guys went at it.
Back in the day.
That's a hell of a matchup watching you and part of that Killer B defense, and Dwight was must watch.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I just talked to Dwight. It was either last week or week before. And Tony Nathan just talked to Tony, which is a whole other story, the Alabama connection back there. What you guys got starting to go come back a little bit again with the Alabama connection the last couple of years down there. But we definitely had a lot of fun. And that experience, Joe, I'm surprised you remember that. I remember that like it was yesterday, too. And we were playing. It was up in St. Louis.
That's right.
Right.
That was a hot, crazy day, and Bo tells that story all the time. Hey, we got to ask you.
We got another guest coming on right after you. Conrad Dober's coming on after it. I just want to know, do you have any questions? Or did you want to stay on hold and just interview, right?
Let me tell you, I've gotten to know Conrad a little bit through a guy named Tom Banks, who we've done a radio show up here in Alabama for a lot of years together, and Tom was a center at Auburn, and then he went to St. Louis and was on that great St. Louis offensive line, and Tom was the center, and Conrad was the infamous guard from back in the day.
That leg-whipping fool,
Oh, my Lord, yeah. But I actually, he's a pretty good guy, you know. I like talking to him, but another one of those guys that was really good at creating stories for all of us to tell. But I remember playing those guys like it was yesterday.
Hey, do you need to get that? That might be somebody important.
That might
Are
be
you
money.
Okay on that?
Yeah.
No,
all
I'm
right.
Sorry. I just turned it off. I'm sorry.
Hey, Bob, listen, we got to get to the reason he brought that up. Your rookie year, how good was that Thanksgiving game? Bob Greasy throws 6 touchdowns, and
right.
Conrad gets it stirred up, and you guys finally had enough. And it just turned into one of the biggest brawls in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, and you know who started it all? You know who started it? Y'all know that AJ
Dewey's behind that?
AJ started that whole thing. And he and Tom and I have talked about this through the year. Yeah, it was AJ and Tom got into it. And you're, like you said, we got up on him pretty good. And AJ starts talking, his stuff. He's talking his whatever you want to call it. And he's pissing the guys off in the middle. So I'm getting my butt handed to me, by it was Bob Young was the other guard. It was Bob Young and Dobler guard and Tom at center. And we were actually telling Jay to cool it because he started talking some pretty intense trash there. Because we got up, I think we got up like,
oh, you're killing
him or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And AJ's, talking about how these, and we're rookies. And, oh, yeah, you guys letting me. Those rookies kick your butt. Bah, 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 bah. He's just, and I was telling him to shut up because I'm in the middle getting, whacked from all different sides. What started it was Tom just got frustrated and was going back to the huddle, the St. Louis huddle, and turned around. We watched it on film, the next day. It just took off and laid AJ out. And that's what started it. And the bench is empty 3 different times.
Wow.
And I think it's still – The last I heard, it still held the record for the most, not the amount of the fines, but the most fines given to individual players, because both benches, including the coaches, emptied three different times.
I think you're right. It was 20 guys on each team.
Holy
moly. There
were
40 guys involved. What a special Thanksgiving that was, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, and you know, the story about Cooch and what he did with the reporter in the shower. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Oh, my gosh.
There was an article that came out after the Cincinnati game, which we played Sunday, and we lost the Sunday just before Thanksgiving. And there was an article that said pick a turkey in a certain paper. And Cooch took that reporter after the game, after the Thanksgiving game. Cooch grabbed that reporter and took him in the shower. And he took a shower with all his clothes on, thanks to Mr. Kuchenberg.
Can you imagine? No.
Crazy. That was the aftermath. Of, you know, Bo, everybody, that's one of those things you don't ever forget. It was one of those classic Kuchenberg moments, you know, that you never forget.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, I got to tell you, the Killer Bee stuff was just all you guys, because you look back and, of course, seemed like most of that defense, everybody's last name started in a B, but it was all you go back. There were a lot of damn good football players on that defense, you know, or the Killer Bee wouldn't be such a big deal. How much fun was that with the guys? I know you guys are all still close.
That was unbelievable. I mean, it was one of those things where we got a little bit of a rhythm to us. Actually, I started in 79-80, and then, you know, 81, 82, 83, we were playing pretty good. And you know, the Blackwood brothers, Don McNeil, Betters, Bo Camper, AJ. I mean, Ernie Roan. I don't know if you remember Ernie, but we had some really, really good. Vern Denherter was still around.
Big Vern was around. I saw the highlights. I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah, Vern was around. And the other thing was, like you said, we were close. I mean, we would go out to dinner during a week together, do stuff together, and we'd all played together for a while, and some of that's been lost a little bit in the game, but today, I think, because of all the player movement. But we were close, and I think that helped. And then when you had a guy like Arnsberger who knew how to put things together like he did, I mean, we really did enjoy some special times because of that blend of good people enjoying being around each other, and there was some talent on the field too.
Great pranksters, by the way. Greatest prankster of that group. I'm going to say Lyle Blackwood. Who you going with?
Lyle was good. Yeah, Lyle was good. Mr. Rose became pretty good prankster too.
Bob. You know what? I'm glad you said that, because we've had the Blackwood brothers on, we've had Brew on, talked to Bo, and you know what? Joe tells all these stories about
I played it with a bunch of childish, immature
guys.
But
you never put yourself. Oh, like I just found out from, I think it was Glenn who came on the other day, who said that Joe is the one who made the phone call to the team talking about they have Marino's, you know, his shoulder pads, and he put a towel over the phone so he could, like, Joe forgets all these details.
Yeah, we had.
I tell you, I have a lot of good stories. Most of the stories I know weren't at practice, weren't at the field. They were up in Fort Lauderdale.
But, late at night, early in the morning, exactly.
so, you know, we don't want to talk about that now, but
we had fun.
We had a lot of fun, though, Joe. We really did have a lot of fun.
Hey, Bob, you know what's amazing? And he's already laughing about all those stories. The defensive tackle position that you played, especially in a 3-4, those guys, Bob, are like 340 now, 330, 350, 360. Yeah. Did you play at 260-something pounds? Does that sound right?
That was the weight I came in at my rookie year. I played between 270 and 280. But, you know, I never actually played defensive tackle. I always played nose. And so every single play of my entire career, Joe, and I don't, you know, you're over there in that skilled position side. You weren't paying attention to me.
No. You got double teamed.
No, but I played on that nose. I started every game for my 10 years on the nose.
Wow.
There was some other three-man line back there that Houston had three-man, Kansas City had three-man, but they would go four-man. every single game that we started in my when I was at Miami, we started off with that three-man line, and I was on the nose. And I'm lucky. I really feel blessed that I can still get around a bit. I'm kind of trying to get back into taking care of myself a little bit, but I'm really fortunate. I see a lot of guys that play that position. That,
yeah. Well, let's get we're running out of time because Bob, this has been great. You got great stuff. All right, we got to get favorite club you used to go to because you went to all of them. Women loved you. I could never figure that out. But like, what was your favorite? What was your favorite club? September's. What are you going with? Favorite club?
September's. I don't know. The September's was great. I liked Rollins.
Rollins was good.
Montego Bay. Montego Bay.
A little slower. Yeah.
Bo Camper has special memories of Montego Bay. And then the thing that was a lot of fun about those places for me was you guys, Joe. I mean, Joe, some of my best memories were, you were, I don't know if it was your rookie year or your second year, but you were coming up there and you were hanging and I used to like to watch you work a little bit.
I tried to work it. If I'd have worked that hard in football, I'd have been a hell of a lot better player than I was at those damn clubs trying to pull women out of there. Yeah.
Yeah, you were having fun, but September's was a really classy joint. I really like September's.
Bob, thank you, brother. Really appreciate you spending some time from Alabama.
Thanks for thinking of us up here. And if you get up this way, come see us.
You got it, Bob. Hey, Bob, thanks, brother.
Thank you, Bob.
Right back at you. Thank you. Bob Baumhauer.
Wow.
Yeah. Good stuff.
This has been great.
We got more Killer Bees to come,
I know.
Though.
This has been great. I got my one note now for when we bring Bo back on. Montego Bay. I wrote that down.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.